The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I got some breaking news on the show. Pete Alonso is a Baltimore Oriole. You guys know I'm an O's fan. Chase Kitty, who's getting ready to join us and is an Orioles fan as well, so we'll get Chase's instant reaction. We'll also talk everything college football playoff and bowl season with our guy Chase coming up. We'll dive in to more of the Week 15 NFL slate. We looked at half of the games yesterday. We'll look at the other half of games today. College basketball, there's a great trend out there. Week 6 of the AP poll since 2004. Every national champion in the last 21 years has been inside the top 12. So we'll look at the top 12 of the AP poll. I'll tell you guys which teams I would bet to win the Natty. And then we will also talk about more of bowl season. I'll give you some of my favorite bets coming up over the next 3 weeks. And then we'll wrap up the show with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Send them in at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Wednesday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line, check in with our guy Chase Kitty. Give him a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty, writer for BetMGM and JMU graduate. His Dukes are in the playoffs. Chase, before we get to your Dukes and the college football playoff, your initial reaction here to Pete Alonso going to the Orioles?
Nobody's better than you, PJ, getting that news in the top of the show. I just said off the air was, I guess we got to win every game 15-14 because, yeah. I mean, the bats look nice. Still don't have any pitching. But I think that's the narrow case. Broadly, you have to be happy that the front office is ready to spend money. And this is obviously a franchise that historically maybe has struggled in that department. So good on you for going out and getting Alonso. Still think you need some arms.
I agree. Look, I mean, definitely doesn't hurt get one of the best power bats in baseball, but he can't pitch for you, and that's what the Orioles need to address. Very good. That's the baseball talk on the show today, I promise. Let's get to college football. JMU, Chase, your Dukes are in the playoffs, and their reward is going to one of the toughest environments in the sport, Autzen Stadium, to take on Oregon as a 3-touchdown underdog, 21.5 right now on BetMGM, and the total is 50.5. The big question, can the Dukes keep it close? And what's your angle in the game?
Okay, can they keep it close? I think anybody can play a scrappy half when you've got a really good defense. So that's kind of what my thought process is. I don't really know what the offense is going to do. I think Oregon's defensive line is going to have a lot of success in preventing them from getting any kind of push. I think JMU has been kind of a slow starter in a lot of games anyway, so that's not a great trend you want to see if you're a massive underdog. I think the thing you feel good about is if you've watched JMU in the Chesney regime, so really just the last 2 years, when they have a bowl game, a game with extra prep time, a game against a Power Four conference opponent, Chesney and the coaching staff have total custom, you know, game plans that they come up with. They are really creative. There's a lot of trick plays. There's a lot of misdirection. So that's, I think, the glass half full picture. I think betting the game, this is the game for me of the four that have the widest variety of possible outcomes. I think both tails on the bell curve are very, very thick. I think you could tell me Oregon wins this game 56-3 and it's believable. I think you could tell me it's a one-possession game at the start of the fourth quarter, and I might believe you. So I just think there's a lot of possibility here. If you come to me and you say, I want to lay the 21.5 with Oregon, and I want to ladder up every alt that the book allows at all of my outs for Oregon, I think that's a defensible thing to do. I don't know that you're going to get home, but I understand the logic there. I'm going to play the first half under. I'm going to trust the JMU's defense that Hitchler and those guys are going to play a really, really tight 25 minutes of football. And to me, that's the best angle on the game because I don't quite think it's going to be a massive, massive blowout that maybe some others do. But I would not like be betting JMU money line or betting JMU futures or anything. I think that's a little silly.
Yeah, they kind of did JMU a little dirty too, Chase, making that the primetime game on Saturday night. You know, it would have been nice if that was like the early game on Saturday, maybe. We'll see how it plays out. I like your first half angle look, though, with the Dukes. What about the other matchup that we have with the Group of Five school, Tulane, taking on Ole Miss, rematch from earlier this season? The Rebels, a 17.5-point favorite at home, and the total is 56.5. What would be your play in this game?
I might be letting personal bias sort of cloud my judgment here, but when I looked at this game, one of the things that I really thought of as an analog was the 2008 Fiesta Bowl. This is West Virginia loses the Pitt game, misses out on the national championship. Rich Rodriguez goes to Michigan, which is the important part for this conversation. And a very, very upset and angry West Virginia roster goes and plays Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl and just kicks the crap out of them because they were that mad about everything that happened with Rodriguez and the missed opportunities and everything. I think you're going to get a very motivated Ole Miss team. From everything we've seen, from the players posting on social media about Lane Kiffin leaving and what Lane Kiffin said and all that, I think you're going to get a motivated Ole Miss team that says, we don't need you. And they're going to go. And they, you know, they don't have to play an Oklahoma team that was quote unquote better than they are. They get to play Tulane as a 17.5-point favorite. I think they are going to really show up. They're going to score a lot of points. We've already watched this game this year in the first place, and Ole Miss won by 35. So I'm pretty comfortable laying the points here. I would look at alts as well.
We're talking with Chase Kitty here on Send It In, breaking down the college football playoff. Two games down, two games still to go. 7-10 matchup in College Station. A&M's a 3.5-point favorite against Miami. Total in the game is 51.5. Miami gets in the playoff, Chase. You think they make the most of their opportunity next Saturday?
This is the one I have very little feel for, and I haven't made a bet to this point. I might get there on one or two bets, but to this point I haven't made one. I think, you know, again, who's more motivated and why? Texas A&M's 11-0 going into the game in Austin. They lose, and now all of a sudden, not only are they not undefeated anymore, they're out of the SEC championship. They don't get a first-round bye, and now you got to play at home against a Miami team. So is that enough for a really strong performance because you're super motivated? Maybe. I don't know. That's the angle that I would be looking to play. I think you're going to have two defensive fronts that are really good at breaking what the opposing offenses want to do. So I think the under here is a look as well. That's kind of how I would be looking to play it, is minus the small number with A&M and then under, but I haven't made a bet yet.
Bama travels to Norman to take on Oklahoma. Low total in the game at 40.5. Oklahoma beat the Tide in Tuscaloosa middle of November. Bama trying to return the favor in the first round of the college football playoff. Pretty much a pick 'em, Chase. Who do you like to win the game?
Yeah, and you know, Oklahoma beats them in 2024 too, when they weren't even really that good. And I'm trying to not overread those data points, but it does feel a little bit like Venables has some kind of schematic advantage against what DeBoer is doing. I would defer to you maybe on that, because you probably have more understanding about what the Crimson Tide are trying to do there. But to me, it's very hard to bet on Alabama on the road when they are not healthy, when Ty Simpson's play has been really regressing over the last 6 or 7 weeks. It just feels like this is an Oklahoma game for me. The thing that gives me pause is it feels like the number is moving in that direction, and it's moving toward 3, despite some two-way signals from, you know, we're still early in terms of the betting information, but looking at what the betting information is inside of BetMGM and then looking at some of the other marketplaces like you can get with Action, I feel like I see two different angles on the game, and so that's it's another one that I'm not super confident yet, but I do have a small position on Oklahoma at this point.
Yeah, you know, I think when Bama played Oklahoma last year with Jalen Milroe, when Bama played a good run defense, when he couldn't run the ball, they struggled. So I think that matchup really hurt them. And then I've been talking about on the show all week, when they played earlier, it was really all about the turnovers. Bama outgained them by 200 yards, but they turned it over 3 times. So it's kind of similar. I think if Bama takes care of the football, it's a big if. But if they do, I think they should probably get out of Norman with a win. Chase, looking big picture, the entire bracket. Whose path do you really like? When you saw the bracket play out, you saw Indiana's draw, Texas Tech, Ohio State, all these teams. Who was the team that you were like, yeah, they should be pleased with how that worked out?
You know, there's some talk about the structural advantage that the five seed has in the current layout. And I do think that's real. I think when you look back at last year, we only have 1 year of data about what this 12-team playoff looks like. But you had a five seed. You had the five, six, seven, and eight seeds all advanced to the semifinals. All four of the first round bye teams lost. So if this is a, if you believe in a rust over rest application to this bracket, you really have to feel good about the five seed who gets to play a little warm-up game against the G5 team, then gets to go against the quote-unquote worst of the top four seeds and the number four seed. So I think there is something real to believing in Oregon's path. I'm just a big Texas Tech believer. I just think they probably have the best defensive front in football. So I can't personally get there on an Oregon bet in the futures market. But I do think when you look at the futures market, there's a reason there are five teams handicapped kind of tightly, and then there's a big departure, and then the seven teams on the bottom. I don't think that's the market saying, yeah, we think Oregon is just as good as Georgia and Indiana and Ohio State. I think that's the market saying, look at that path. We like that path.
Chase, you can still change your answer. The games, I mean, the first games still don't take place for another week and a half, but as of right now, who would be your pick to win the national title?
Indiana. I mean, how do you not pick the 13-0 undefeated team with arguably the best coach in college football right now? Probably the Heisman winner. If you look at the market, the numbers certainly say Mendoza is going to be the guy, although I think Pavia still might have something to say about it when all the votes are cast. You have, you know, the path where you get to play either Oregon or Texas Tech in the semifinal. You're not going to have to play Georgia or Ohio State until the championship round because they're over there on the other side of the bracket. Ohio State might not make it at all because they're going to have to play A&M at the Cotton Bowl and then Georgia and Atlanta. So, like, it's kind of a tough draw for Ohio State when you look at who their opponents are going to have to be. And then all of that, you look at price point, Ohio State's still the favorite. They just lost to Indiana in the Big Ten title game. You get to buy Indiana at essentially 50 cents more value because right now Ohio State's 225 and Indiana's 275 at BetMGM. So I think when you put all of that together, just give me the undefeated team that's proven they're the best over the course of this season. I do think if you want to bet for value, A&M is an interesting case because they do get a pseudo home game against Ohio State if they advance to the second round. And then, you know, once you draw Georgia in the semifinal, who knows what can happen. So, I mean, 17-1 against the other numbers you're getting with those top five teams, I think that's your value case. But for me, I don't think, I just don't get too crazy here. Like Indiana, and you don't even have to pay top of the market. That's the bet.
Talking with Chase Kitty here on Sending In. Give him a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty, writer for BetMGM, JMU graduate. We'll have Chase on next Wednesday. Talk more about bowl seasons. We get more news on these opt-outs and who should be in and out of all these bowl games. Chase, always appreciate the time, my friend. Have a good rest of your week. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Yeah, you guys too.
All right, thanks, Chase. Good stuff. Let's keep it rolling here on Send It In. Let's dive into the NFL Week 15. Look at the other half of games that we did not discuss on the show today. Let's start with the Texans and the Cardinals. And I really am liking the Cardinals in this game, especially if we can get a 10. I still lean that way at 9.5, but if we can get a 10 with Arizona, I'm going to be on that side against Houston. The Texans have won three straight games as an underdog, right? They beat Buffalo, Indy, and Kansas City as more than a field goal dog in all of those games. Now they're a massive favorite, laying 9.5 points. I know that defense is awesome, but again, laying 10 points with that offense against Arizona, who's been stingy as a dog this year. They've played a lot of teams close. I think the Cardinals can keep this within the number. I think it's a nice spot to fade Houston, so we'll take the Cardinals plus the points against the Texans. Packers and Broncos, one of the marquee games of the day on Sunday. Maybe a Super Bowl preview. Green Bay, a 2.5-point favorite on the road. Total in the game is 43. Feels like the Packers are probably the wise guy play here. The line is certainly telling you to take Green Bay. 11-2 Denver Broncos team that is an underdog at home to the Packers, who have not been a very good team away from home this season, that are coming off two massive divisional wins against the Lions and the Bears. The Broncos, though, fraudulent kind of team. You know, five straight wins that have been decided by 7 points or less. Four of those games have been by 4 points or less. So, and a lot of those games are against bad competition. Now they're stepping up against one of the top teams, maybe the top team in football in the NFC. And Green Bay, in big games on the road, has been pretty good this year. They beat the Lions. They went into Pittsburgh and beat the Steelers. So I like the
lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Packers in these big games that they play on the road, I think that pass rush, getting after Bone, Nick's going to make some turnovers. They lean on Josh Jacobs. I'll take Green Bay -2.5 against Denver. Lions at the Rams. Total is 55.5. Rams are a 5.5-point favorite in the game. Earlier in the week, I told you guys, maybe look at the under in the game. I'm starting to come off that, though, a little bit. The Lions, all those injuries that they have in the secondary going up against that Rams offense definitely concerns me. This is going to be the kind of game where you're going to see Dan Campbell go for it a lot. His hand wasn't forced to do that in the Thursday night game against Dallas. I think it is in this game against the Rams. They actually haven't been very good on fourth down. So I think they're due for some positive regression, which obviously is going to help the over if they convert a bunch of those fourth downs. So I like the under earlier in the week at 55. Would probably get off that now. Not saying I would bet the over, but definitely making me a little nervous. And I would lean towards the Rams in this game. I don't think they're going to be looking ahead to the Seattle game coming up next Thursday and how massive that game is. They want to take care of Detroit, try and knock this team out of the playoffs. So, and Matt Stafford, of course, going up against his former team. I like the Rams in the game -5.5. Panthers, a 2.5-point favorite on the road, taking on the Saints. Total in the game is 40.5. Line would certainly tell you to bet New Orleans, right? 2.5-point dog at home against a 7-6 Panthers team who's coming off a bye week. You guys know I love betting the Panthers at home. I hate betting them on the road, especially as a favorite. It does worry me that the Saints did beat them earlier this season. It's tough to beat a team two times, but the fact they opened this game up at 2.5, they didn't even open up at 3. They opened it up at 2.5. All the Panthers have to do, right? Just win by a field goal. Just win a 20-17, 24-21 game, and they're good. I've been impressed with Kellen Moore in his first year. Not a lot of talent on that Saints roster, but they've been competitive. Had a great win against Tampa Bay. Tyler Shuck's actually been pretty decent. I think the Saints are super live in that game. Like fading Carolina on the road. Give me the Saints +2.5 against the Panthers. Niners are a 12.5-point favorite against Tennessee. I'm staying far away from that game. Total is 44.5. You're still alive in a survivor pool, and we're going to talk survivor tomorrow. I think the Niners are a great play against Tennessee. They're coming off a win. San Francisco's coming off a bye week. I think their offense is going to be able to score a bunch. Defense is going to force Cam Ward into some turnovers. So 12.5 is a lot of points. I've sworn off betting the Titans. I can't do it, which means you probably should, because I swore them off last week against Cleveland. They went outright. But maybe look at like a Niners team total under, or excuse me, Niners team total over in the game against Tennessee. Seahawks favored by 13.5 against Indianapolis. Total in the game is 42.5. Concern with Seattle looking ahead to the Rams and that game on Thursday night. Phillip Rivers, as we know, might start this game for Indianapolis. I would just wait. I don't think there's any rush to bet the Colts right now, because if Rivers does end up playing, this line probably jumps to 14.5, 15 potentially. Indy's battling for their playoff lives. I would look at like a first half under in this game, or maybe like a Colts first quarter bet. Again, the key with Seattle, if you can just survive the first quarter against them, more often than not, you can hang around in the game. I know last week against Atlanta, that game was tied at halftime, and then they blew the doors off in the second half. That's not usually how Seattle games have been going this season. If you can hang around in the first quarter, first half, it's normally a close game throughout. So as long as the Colts can do that, especially if we get to 14, I would probably look at betting Indy against Seattle. Cowboys, a 6-point favorite at home against Minnesota. Total in the game is 48. I like the over. I think Brian Flores is blitzing defense, and against that offense with Pickens and Lamb on the outside, I think it's going to be tough for Minnesota to deal with. And then vice versa, Dallas's defense, it looks like they were turning a corner, but these last couple games, they have kind of reverted to their old ways. So I'm a little concerned about Dallas's defense moving forward. I think this is a good over game. I think we see some points, so over 48 on Sunday night between the Cowboys and the Vikings. And then Monday Night Football, Steelers, a 3.5-point favorite at home against the Dolphins. Total in the game is 42. Dolphins are red hot. They're playing really good football, but do you really trust them in this spot? Prime time, on the road, outdoors, in cold weather. These are the kind of games they never win. Tua never wins these games. Mike McDaniel never wins these games. And yes, the Steelers are fighting for their playoff lives, but the Steelers are as well. They're trying to hold off the Ravens in the AFC North. So maybe I could be talked into betting Dolphins plus the points. I couldn't get there with the money line. I do think Steelers money line, put it in a parlay, tease it with something, is a good bet. I like the Steelers to win the game, and honestly, I'm hoping it goes down to 3. If it does, I would look at Pittsburgh -3 against the Dolphins. All right, let's talk some college basketball here on the show as we look in to our glass ball. We had Isaac Shade on the show on Monday, and we were live reacting to the AP poll, week 6. This is the poll. If you're going to look at an AP poll all year in college basketball, this is the one, because going back to 2004, every national champion has been in the top 12 in the week 6 AP poll. So by now, we kind of know who the best teams are. We've gone through Feast Week. We're 9-10 games into the season. We've kind of seen all these top teams go up against at least 2 or 3 other really good teams. And this is the closest we're going to get to March Madness, right? When we get into conference play and these teams are playing at home or on the road, it's not the same as to when these teams are at NBA arenas or when they're traveling, they're playing back-to-backs against teams that they really aren't familiar with. So this is why I think the stat is so successful, because this is kind of the closest thing we get to March Madness. So we'll run through the top 12 teams, and I'll tell you guys who I would bet to win the title. Number one team right now in the AP polls, the Arizona Wildcats. They're 10-1 to win the title. Arizona's very impressive. Top 10 offense and defensive efficiency team. Very good resume up to this point. I still have my concerns about their backcourt, though. Jalen Bradley and Anthony Dell'Orso. Is that going to be good enough to win a national title? I don't think it is. Arizona, I like their defense. I like their front court. I like their big men. I like how physical they are. They're shooting the three-pointer very well. But their backcourt with Bradley and Dell'Orso, even though they're experienced, they're good players, don't think it's good enough to carry Arizona to a national title. Michigan right now is number 2, and they are the heavy favorite at BetMGM. They are plus 340. The next closest team is Arizona and Purdue at 10-1. Don't buy Michigan now at plus 350. If you're betting Michigan at this price, that is insane. You could have gotten them at way better numbers. You're also getting Michigan at their peak. They're playing as good as you could play right now. It's unsustainable what they're doing in all of these games. They're up like 30 at halftime at every game. They're winning every game by 30, 40 points. It's just not sustainable. Big Ten's a good league. Purdue, Michigan State, Illinois, you got some good teams in there. They're going to drop some games. They're going to lose some matchups. They're going to drop in the rankings. Their number's going to drop. Don't bet Michigan at plus 340. They are good enough to win it for sure, but I'm not betting them at the current price. Duke is 11-1 right now to win the ACC. I've been impressed with Duke. Top defensive team in the country. They're in the top 5. Cameron Boozer is the real deal. He's going to be a top 3 pick in the NBA draft. Much like Arizona, though, it comes down to the backcourt for me with Duke. It comes down to Foster and Evans. How are those guys going to perform in the brightest lights? Because the deeper you go in March, as great as Boozer is, the good teams are going to be able to take him away a little bit, limit him, force other guys to beat you. And I just don't know if those other guys in Duke are going to be able to do it. So Duke, 11-1 right now. Wouldn't bet the Dukies. Iowa State is 12-1, and they are rising as high as any team outside of Michigan. Iowa State probably been the highest risers over the last couple weeks. Top 6 in offense and defensive efficiency. They're 3rd in the country in 3-point shooting. They're a veteran bunch. They do everything well. But kind of this core group of Iowa State players has been together for a little bit. Taman Lipsey, Joshua Jefferson, Monchilovich, all these guys have kind of been there. We know what they're about. And when they get to March, I just don't think it's going to be the same team that we're seeing now. So on paper, Iowa State looks really good. Big 12's a difficult league. I think once they get in the league play, some teams are going to figure them out. And it's not a team that I want to get behind. UConn, however, is a team that I want to get behind. And quite frankly, I'm surprised we're getting this price at 11-1. UConn would be a bet for me right now to win the national championship. Last night, they had all 15 players available. All their guys were out there. Reed, Mullins, Ball, Caravan, all those guys. And you still got that psycho Danny Hurley coaching the team. UConn's scary when they're at full strength. And this is what they do. They're winning all these big games in the non-conference when all their guys are out there. Beat Florida last night. Went to Kansas and beat them. Beat Illinois. UConn's tough to deal with. I like the Huskies at 11-1. Purdue is 10-1. Purdue's really good. Their offense is probably the best in the country. I think they have the best player in the country in Braden Smith. Defensively, though, I don't know if Purdue's good enough to win a national title. So I'm out on Purdue. I think the bet to make right now in college basketball for a team to win the title inside the top 12 is the Houston Cougars at 14-1. This is an awesome price right now with Houston. They're kind of doing the same thing last year that they're doing this year. Where during Feast Week, they went out to Vegas. They didn't look overly impressive. Then they get in a league play, and they only lose one game. And then obviously they lose in the national championship to Florida, have the upset over Duke. This is Kelvin Sampson's most talented team, and it's not even close. He's got two potential lottery picks on that team with Chris Cenac and Kingston Flemings. He's got maybe the best backcourt in the country with Emmanuel Sharp and Milos Uzan, who've been playing a ton of college basketball. I love Houston's team. Now is the time to buy the dip on the Cougars, 14-1. Gonzaga, I also really like it, 13-1. I think they would be worth a bet at the current price because we know when they get into WCC play, they're not going to be challenged by anybody. One of the most intriguing teams Mark Few has ever had, because for the first time probably ever, he's got a better defensive team than he does offensive team. And I think that makes the Zags extremely compelling, and he's also got one of the oldest teams in college basketball. Michigan State's really good. They're number 9 in the AP poll this week. They're 25-1 to win it all. Tom Izzo, which you gotta love, elite defensive team. I just don't think they're good enough offensively to win a national title. BYU, I'm out on it, 30-1. People are going to love them because of A.J. DeBanza. They had a great comeback last night against Clemson. That team's not good enough to win the title. Louisville and Alabama, who are 11-12, I kind of put them in the same category. They got a stud guard, Mykel Brown for Louisville, LeBaron Filon for Alabama. Both guys probably going to be lottery picks. Elite offensive teams. Neither team good enough defensively to win a national championship. So BYU, Louisville, Alabama, wouldn't waste your time with those three. The bets to make, Houston, UConn, Gonzaga to win the national title at current price. I think one of those three teams out of the top 12 is going to win it all. All right, real quick, let's talk some college football here on Send It In. Getting to some of my favorite bowl games that I like. We're going to start with the favorite that I like the best. That's going to be Army. -3 against UConn. UConn's head coach Jim Mora moved on to Colorado State. So, again, this is part of bowl season. Historically, you look to fade the teams who have the head coach moving on. Army, we know they're going to show up. We know they got nobody opting out. They're going to try. I like Army -3. Best underdog that I like is going to be Georgia Tech +4.5 against BYU. I would expect Haynes King to play in that game. Brent Key has been awesome as an underdog in his career. I like the Rambling Wreck +4.5. The over that I like the best is going to be the Duke Mayo's Bowl between Mississippi State and Wake Forest. Two offenses that at times have been very prolific this year. Both run a pretty good tempo. Should get a lot of possessions in that game. I'll take the over in that one. I'll take Clemson Penn State under 48.5 in the Pinstripe Bowl. Who knows how many players are going to opt out in that game, but you're talking about two teams whose strengths are on defense, and then give me TCU outright +190 against USC in the Alamo Bowl. Lincoln Riley is a 6.5-point dog away from LA. TCU's got a good roster, great quarterback in Josh Hoover. Give me the Horned Frogs all day, +190 against USC. All right, a promo we got to tell you about from BetMGM. It's a pro football no sweat token. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with a pro football no sweat token. You'll get your stake back and bonus bets if you don't win. Make it legendary at BetMGM. Download the app today and please gamble responsibly. So wrap up the show. Favorite plays of the day. And let's start in the NBA with Grayson Allen. I'm going over 14.5 points for the Suns. 3-point shooter against the Thunder. We all know how good the Thunder are. We all know how good that defense is. It's really hard to get good shots, especially inside the paint. They force you into a lot of difficult 3-point contests. Well, that plays into the hands of Grayson Allen. I'll take his over 14.5 points tonight against OKC. The other NBA game we have tonight, I'll take the Spurs +7.5 against the Lakers. Even without Wemby, I think San Antonio is going to be competitive in this game. I think it's too many points. I'll take the Spurs at +7.5 against the Lakers. And then my best bet is going to be a future. Give me Houston, 14-1 to win the national title this year in college basketball. They opened the season at about 10-1. Yeah, they went to overtime with Syracuse. They lost to Tennessee, but they beat Auburn. And I think when they get into Big 12 play, they're going to figure it out and they're going to look dominant. Houston's price is going to drop. 14-1, I think, is going to be one of the better numbers you're going to get probably all year on Houston. So take advantage of it and bet that price on the Cougars. Thanks again to Chase Kitty for joining us today. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything and your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.